Chapter 59.
1. Behold, the hand of Yahweh is not shortened from saving, nor is his ear heavy from hearing. 2. But your iniquities are separating between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hidden his face from you, from hearing. 3. For your hands are defiled by blood, yea, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken falsehood, your tongue murmurs perverseness. 4. No one calls for righteousness, and no one pleads with truth. Trusting emptiness, and speaking vanity, they conceive mischief, and give birth to iniquity. 5. They hatch adders' eggs, and weave the spider's web. He who eats their eggs dies, and that which is crushed hatches out a viper. 6. Their webs shall not become clothing, nor shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of evil, and the act of violence is in their hands. 7. Their feet run to evil, and they hurry to pour out innocent blood. Thoughts of iniquity are their thoughts. Wasting and ruin are in their ways. 8. They do not know the way of peace, and no justice is in their tracks. They have made crooked paths for themselves. Everyone going in them does not know peace. 9. For this reason justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We wait for light, but, behold, dimness; for brightness, but we walk in gloom. 10. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the twilight, in deserted places like ones dying. 11. We all of us roar like bears, and moaning we moan like doves. We wait for justice, but there is none. For Yahshua, but he is far from us. 12. For our rebellions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and we know our iniquities. 13. Transgressing and lying against Yahuwah, and turning back from our Elohim, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and murmuring words of falsehood from the heart. 14. And justice is driven back, and righteousness stands far off. For truth stumbles in the plaza, and right is not able to enter. 15. And the truth is lacking, and whoever turns from evil makes himself a prey. And Yahweh saw, and it was evil in his eyes, that there was no justice. 16. And he saw that there was no man, and he was astonished that there was no intercessor, and his own arm saved for him, and his righteousness sustained him. 17. For he put on righteousness like armor, and a helmet of Yahshua he put on his head, and he put on robes of vengeance as clothing, and he put on zeal like a mantle. 18. According to works, so he will repay. Fury to his foes, recompense to his foes, he will repay recompense to the coasts. 19. So they shall revere the name of Yahweh from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the foe comes like a flood, the spirit of Yahweh shall cause him to flee. 20. And the Redeemer comes to Zion, and to those in Jacob who turn back from their rebellion, declares Yahweh. 21. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says Yahweh, my spirit who is on you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, or out of the mouth of your seed, or out of the mouth of your seed's seed, from now on and forever, says Yahweh.
Chapter 60.
1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Yahweh has risen on you. 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But Yahweh shall rise on you, and his glory shall be seen on you. 3. And nations shall walk to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning. 4. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They are all assembling. They are coming to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be supported on the side. 5. Then you shall fear and be bright, and your heart shall dread and swell, for the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, the wealth of nations shall come to you. 6. A host of camels shall cover you, young camels of Midian and Ephah, all of them shall come from Sheba, they shall bear gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of Yahweh. 7. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you, rams of Nebaioth shall serve you, they shall come up for acceptance on my altar, and the house of my beauty I will glorify. 8. Who are these who fly like a cloud, and with the doves to their windows? 9. For the coastlands shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish at the first, to bring your sons from far away, their silver and their gold to them, to the name of Yahweh your Elohim, and to the set apart one of Israel, because he has glorified you. 10. And the sons of the foreigner shall build your walls, and their kings shall serve you. For I struck you in my wrath, but I pitied you in my favor. 11. So your gates shall be always open. They shall not be shut day or night, so that men may bring to you the force of nations, and that their kings may be led. 12. For the nations and the kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Yea, the nations shall be utterly destroyed. 13. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the juniper, the box tree, and the cypress together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. Yea, I will glorify the place of my feet. 14. Also the sons of ones afflicting you shall come bowing to you, and all who despise you shall fall at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you, the city of Yahweh, the Zion of the set apart one of Israel. 15. Instead of your being forsaken and hated, so that no one passes through, I will make you for everlasting majesty, of joy of many generations. 16. You shall also suck the milk of nations, and you shall suck the breast of kings. And you shall know that I, Yahweh, am your Savior and your kinsman Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. 17. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold, and instead of iron, I will bring silver, and instead of timber, bronze, and instead of stones, iron, and I will make your governors peace, and your oppressors righteousness. 18. Violence shall not still be heard in your land, or wasting and ruin within your borders, but you shall call out to Yahshua by name as your wall of protection, and your gates, praise. 19. The sun shall not still be your light by day, or the brightness of the moon give you light, but Yahweh shall be for everlasting light to you, and your Elohim for your beauty. 20. Your sun shall not go in any more, and your moon shall not be removed, for Yahweh will become your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall end. 21. And your people shall all be righteous. They shall possess the earth forever, a branch of my planting, a work of my hands, to beautify myself. 22. A little one shall become a thousand and a small one a strong nation. I, Yahweh, will hasten it in its time.
Chapter 61.
1. The Spirit of Adonai Yahweh is on me, because Yahweh has anointed me to preach the good news to the meek. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, and complete opening to the bound ones. 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh, and the day of vengeance of our Elohim, to comfort all who mourn. 3. To appoint to those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of the spirit of infirmity, so that one calls them trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahweh, in order to beautify himself. 4. And they shall build old ruins. They shall raise up former desolations. And they shall restore the waste cities, ruins of generations and generations. 5. And foreigners shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of strangers shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. 6. But you shall be called priests of Yahweh. It will be said of you, ministers of our Elohim. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and you shall revel in their glory. 7. Instead of your shame and disgrace, double. They rejoice in their portion. For they shall possess a second time in their land. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. 8. For I, Yahweh, love judgment, hating plunder in burnt offering. And I will give their work in truth. And I will cut an everlasting covenant to them. 9. And their seed shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed that Yahweh has blessed. 10. Rejoicing I will rejoice in Yahweh, my soul shall exult in my Elohim. For he clothed me with the garments of Yahshua. He put on me the robe of righteousness, even as a bridegroom, adorned as a priest with his fancy attire, and as a bride wears her wedding dress. 11. For as the earth comes out with her buds, and as a garden causes that which is sown to grow, so Adonai Yahweh will make righteousness and praise to grow before all the nations.
Chapter 62.
1. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and Yahshua as a burning torch. 2. And nations shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name which the mouth of Yahweh shall name. 3. You also shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of Yahweh, and a royal headdress in the hand of your Elohim. 4. You no longer shall be called Azubah, nor shall your land any longer be called Shemama, but you shall be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah. 4. Yahweh delights in you, and your land is married. 5. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so your Elohim shall rejoice over you. 6. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. All the day and all the night they shall not always be silent. You who remember Yahweh, keep not silent. 7. And give no rest to him until he sets up and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. 8. Yahweh has sworn by his right hand, and by the might of his arm. Surely I will no longer give your grain as food for your enemies. And the sons of a stranger shall not drink your new wine for which you have labored. 9. But those who have gathered it shall eat it, and praise Yahweh. And they who have collected it shall drink it in my set-apart courts. 10. Pass through the gates. Prepare the way of the people. Raise up the highway. Clear it from stones. Lift up a banner over the peoples. 11. Behold, Yahweh has made it to be heard to the end of the earth. Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, Yahshua comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. 12. And they shall call them, the set-apart people, the redeemed of Yahweh, and to you it shall be called, sought out, a city not forsaken.
Chapter 63.
1. Who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, this one adorned in his clothing, inclining in his great power? It is I, speaking in righteousness, the great Yahshua. 2. Why is your clothing red, and your garments like one who treads in the winepress? 3. I have trodden the winepress, I alone, and no man of the peoples was with me, and I will tread them in my anger, and trample them in my fury, and their juice shall be spattered on my garments, and I will pollute all my clothes. 4. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed has come. 5. And I looked, and no one was helping, and I was astonished that no one was upholding. Then my own arm saved for me, and my fury upheld me. 6. And I tread down peoples in my anger, and made them drunk in my fury, and I poured their juice to the earth. 7. I will mention the mercies of Yahweh, the praises of Yahweh, according to all that Yahweh has benefited us, and the great good to the house of Israel, by which he benefited them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. 8. For he said, Surely they are my people, sons that do not lie, and he became to them a savior. 9. In all their affliction, he was not a foe, and the messenger of his face saved them. In his love and in his pity he was their kinsman redeemer, and he bore them up, and lifted them up all the days of old. 10. But they rebelled, and provoked his set-apart spirit, so he was turned to be their enemy. He fought against them. 11. Then his people remembered the days past of Moses and his people, saying, Where is he who brought us up from the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who put his set-apart spirit within him? 12. Who led them by Moses' right hand, with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them, to make for him an everlasting name? 13. He led them through the deeps, like the horse in the wilderness, they did not stumble. 14. As the cattle go down into the valley, so the Spirit of Yahweh caused him to rest. So you led your people, to make a glorious name for yourself. 15. Look down from heaven and peer from the place of your holiness and your glory. Where is your zeal and your might? The roaring of your bowels and your mercies toward me, are they held back? 16. For you are our father, though Abraham does not know us, and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, Yahweh, are our father, our kinsman redeemer. Your name is from everlasting. 17. O Yahweh, why do you make us wander from your ways? You harden our heart from your fear. For your servants' sake, return the tribes of your inheritance. 18. For a little while your set-apart people possessed it. Our enemies have trampled your sanctuary. 19. We are of old. You never ruled over them. Your name was never called on them.
Chapter 64.
1. Oh, that you would tear the heavens and come down, that mountains would quake before you. 2. As the brushwood fire burns and fire causes water to boil, make known your name to your foes, that nations might tremble before you. 3. When you did terrifying things which we did not look for, you came down, mountains flowed down before you. 4. And from forever they have not heard, they did not give ear, eye has not seen Elohim except you, who works for him who waits for him. 5. You meet him who rejoices and works righteousness. They recall you in your ways. Behold, you were angry, for we sinned. In them is eternity, we shall be saved. 6. But we are all as the unclean thing, and all our righteousness is as a menstruation cloth. And we all fade as a leaf, and like the wind our iniquities take us away. 7. And there is not one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have melted us away into the hand of our iniquities. 8. But now, Yahweh, you are our father, we are the clay, and you are our maker, yea, we all are your handiwork. 9. Be not angry, Yahweh, until extreme, and do not remember iniquity forever. Behold, look, please, all of us are your people. 10. Your set-apart cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem is a desolation. 11. The house of our holiness and our beauty where our fathers praised you has become a burning of fire, and all our pleasant things have become a ruin. 12. Will you restrain yourself over these things, Yahweh? Will you be silent and vehemently afflict us?
Chapter 65.
1. I have been sought, not by those who asked. I have been found, not by those who sought me to a nation not calling on my name. I said, Behold Maine, behold Maine. 2. I have spread out my hands all the day long to a rebellious people who walk in the way not good, after their own thoughts. 3. Are people who continually provoke me to my face, who sacrifice in gardens, and burn incense on the bricks. 4. Who sit among the graves and lodge in the towers, who eat swine's flesh, and broth of unclean things in their parts. 5. Who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire burning all the day. 6. Behold, it is written before me, I will not be silent, except I repay, yea, I will repay to their bosom. 7. Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, says Yahweh, they that burned incense on the mountains, and have blasphemed me on the hills, and I will return their former work into their bosom. 8. So says Yahweh, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it, so I will do for the sake of my servants, not to destroy the whole. 9. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah one to inherit my mountains, and my elect shall inherit, and my servants shall live there. 10. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a resting place of herds for my people who have sought me. 11. But you are those who forsake Yahweh, who forget my set-apart mountain, who array a table for God, and who fill mixed wine for many. 12. And I will number you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter, because I called and you did not answer, I spoke, and you did not hear, and you did the evil in my eyes, and you chose that in which I had no pleasure. 13. So Adonai Yahweh says this, behold, my servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. 14. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry from heartbreak, and howl from breaking of spirit. 15. And you shall leave your name for a curse to my elect, and Adonai Yahweh shall kill you, and he shall call his servants by another name. 16. He who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the Elohim of truth, and he who swears in the earth shall swear by the Elohim of truth, because the former distresses are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my eyes. 17. 4. Behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former things shall not be recalled, and they shall not go up on the heart. 18. However, be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. 4. Behold, I create in Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. 19. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping and the voice of crying shall no longer be heard in her. 20. There shall not still be an infant of days, or an old man that has not filled his days. For the youth shall die the son of 100 years, but the sinner the son of 100 years shall be accursed. 21. And they shall build houses and live in them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. 22. They shall not build, and another live in them. They shall not plant, and another eat. For like the days of the tree are the days of my people, and my elect shall grow old to the work of their hands. 23. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for terror. For they are the seed of the beloved ones of Yahuwah, and their offspring with them. 24. And it will be, before they call, I will answer. While they are speaking, then I will hear. 25. The wolf and the lamb shall feed as one, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust is the food of the snake. They shall not do evil nor destroy in all my set-apart mountain, says Yahweh.
Chapter 66.
1. So says Yahweh, heaven is my throne, and earth the footstool of my feet. Where then is the house that you build for me, and where then is the place of my rest? 2. and my hand has made all these things, even all these things exist, declares Yahweh. But I will look toward this one, to the humble one, and to the contrite of spirit, even trembling at my word. 3. He who slaughters an ox is as if he struck a man. He who sacrifices a lamb is as if he broke a dog's neck. He who offers a present is as if it were swine's blood. He making mention of incense is as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their way, and their soul delights in their abominations. 4. I also will choose their vexations, and I will bring their fears to them. Because I called, and no one answered. I spoke, and they did not hear. But they did the evil in my eyes, and chose that in which I had no pleasure. 5. Hear the word of Yahweh, those who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you, who drive you out for my name's sake, have said, Yahweh is glorified. But he shall appear in your joy, and they shall be ashamed. 6. A roaring sound from the city. A sound from the sanctuary. It is the sound of Yahweh repaying retribution to his enemies. 7. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before pain came to her, she delivered a male child. 8. Who has heard a thing like this? Who has seen things like these? Shall the earth be brought forth in one day? Shall a nation be born in one step? For Zion travailed and also brought forth her sons. 9. Shall I bring to the birth, and not cause to bring forth? Says Yahweh. Surely I cause birth, and restrain, says your Elohim. 10. Rejoice with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all who love her. Rejoicing with her, all who mourn for her. 11. That you may suck and be satisfied with her comforting breasts. That you may milk out and delight yourselves with the fullness of her glory. 12. For so says Yahweh, behold, I stretch out peace to her like a river, and glory of nations like an overflowing torrent. And you shall suck. You shall be carried on the side and be dandled on knees. 13. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. 14. And you will see, and your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like the grass, and the hand of Yahweh shall be known toward his servants, and he shall be indignant with his enemies. 15. For, behold, Yahweh will come with fire, and his chariots like the whirlwind, to return his wrath in fury, and his rebuke in flames of fire. 16. For by fire and by his sword Yahweh will execute judgment with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. 17. Those who sanctify themselves, and purify themselves to the gardens, each one in the midst, eaters of swine's flesh, and the hateful thing, and the mouse, these are cut off together, says Yahweh. 18. For I know their works and their thoughts. It comes to gather all the nations and the tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. 19. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those who escape from them to the nations of Toshish, Pul, and Lud, drawers of the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the faraway coasts that have not heard my fame nor seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the nations. 20. And they shall bring all your brothers out of all nations, an offering to Yahweh, on horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and on mules, and on camels, to my set-apart mountain Jerusalem, says Yahweh, as the sons of Israel bring the offering in a clean vessel to the house of Yahweh. 21. And I will also take some of them for the priests, for the Levites, says Yahweh. 22. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I make stand before me, declares Yahweh, so your seed and your name shall stand. 23. And it will be, from new moon to its new moon, and from Sabbath to its Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says Yahweh. 24. And they shall go out and see the dead bodies of the men who have rebelled against me. For their worm shall not die, nor shall their fire be put out. And they shall be an object of disgust to all flesh.